Dear Journal, Caitlin here. You ever have one of those days where nothing seems to go right, and you go over to your friend's house to record a podcast, and the beer's sitting on the table, just warm, just four cans of warm old German, and you go and sit down to record the podcast, and your co-host can't stop playing Fallout 4, and he's playing a side quest and it's not working out for him? Well, let me tell you, that's what my day was like today.
I'm very sorry, Caitlin. It's me, your journal.
Ah! My journal! This has never happened before.
Well, I'm a very expensive journal.
Hey, everybody, this is Matt.
It's Caitlin, like I said.
Welcome to another side-splitting, gut-busting episode of Can You Get to That? This week, we're going to be talking about the TV show, cartoon from your childhood, hashtag 90s nostalgia, hashtag get us on BuzzFeed.
That wasn't necessary.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Doug! We're talking about Doug today.
Do 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 do. Oh, that was really good.
That's a dog sound.
That was a good doggy sound.
Also kind of like the dog from Jimmy Neutron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Similar. I mean, the dogs are similar.
Who's your favorite cartoon dog right now? Boom. Start off the episode hot.
Santa's Little Helper, because he has the best name.
Yeah.
The greatest name of a dog. Any dog.
Santa's Little Helper is the best cartoon dog.
Yeah.
And he's
such
second best.
Such a rascal. Second best? Jake from Adventure Time.
That's pretty... Yeah, I can see that.
He's a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
My second best?
Who's your favorite cartoon kitty cat?
Cartoon... Well, that would be that Monday-hating, lasagna-eating, sarcastic cat, Garfield. Of course.
Is he really a kitty cat, or is he just more of like a cat?
Is he an aging...
He's a cat.
Is he an aging cat on death's door?
Yeah.
It's that one. I don't know. What are some cartoon kitty cats?
Well, there's the Simpsons cat, Snowball, the second.
Are we calling that a kitty cat, or just a cat?
That's just like... Yeah, I suppose that's more of a cat.
Yeah.
Cartoon kitty cats? There might not be too many of them, actually.
Yeah.
There's one on Doug. It's a mean kitty.
Roger Klotz's mean kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you came to me with the idea of Doug, mm-hmm. and I was frankly amazed by my ability to recall Roger Klotz, Patty Mayonnaise.
You remembered all those. I only remembered Skeeter and Patty.
Skeeter. I thought it was Mr. Ding, but no, it's Mr. Dink. He's a creepy neighbor who always invites Doug into his basement.
Oh, and I remember Mr. Boner, but that's wrong. It's actually Mr. Bone.
It's Mr. Bone. But the principal's name is Mr. Butskovich, wasn't
it? Yeah, Butts something.
Something with butt in it, because funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Matt just got a booty text.
That was not what that was, though. Oh, man. We gotta get going with this podcast. I've been in a video game hole all day. We just watched the episode Doug Gets His Ears Lowered to kind of refresh us on the Doug universe.
Yeah,
the rules by which Doug operates.
Well, okay, so it's a little bit of a tangent. Before we got started, I was asking you about this. I still don't understand the expression "get your ears lowered," which means to get a haircut.
Right. So you explain it to me.
So if you have short hair, right, that doesn't, you know, hang down past your ears, when you get your hair cut, it's going to be higher up in relationship to your ears. The assumption is that your ears are like obscured before. And then you cut the hair, and now the whole ear is visible, which to me seems like getting your ears raised, if anything.
Wait. Sorry, I just took away the exact opposite.
Oh, no, okay.
If you have hair that hangs down
over your ears. I do see it now.
Yeah.
I was just picturing like...
Now I think it's kind of clever.
I kind of get it now. It's still like, I wouldn't say that. I would never tell that to another person.
No, I wouldn't say that
except
either.
In reference to the Doug episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just get going.
Do the thing.
Random article. Oh,
it's a court case. That's fun.
A New Zealand court case.
Woods versus N.J. Ellingham and Company Limited. It doesn't sound like a fun court case, though. It's not like that shark fin one.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Wikipedia, for this golden starting point.
It's a cited case in New Zealand regarding implied terms in a contract. Ellingham was a drain layer contractor contracted to construct a water treatment plant on the Waikato River.
Shout out to the Waikato River. Ever go tubing on the Waikato River? It's dope.
And used Woods as a subcontractor. Woods later experienced abnormal terrain at the site and later abandoned the job before it had completed the contract.
I think Woods is a company, not a...
Oh, got it.
Not a man.
Got it.
Let's get one thing out there. You may hear a slight buzz or hum in the background of this episode. And the reason why is because this is some new podcasting technology. We have hooked up Caitlin's laptop with Wikipedia on it to my projector.
Turning it into a supercomputer.
We're using a super mega computer. The Wikipedia is my wallpaper now.
Yeah.
Literally.
In the house.
Yes. Just kind of sucks that it's this boring court case.
Wait, it says the judges. Look at on the right side,
uh-huh.
The judge sitting. This person's name.
The judge sitting is just cited as Henry J, but it's just Henry J, no capitals.
All lowercase. This is like a DJ or like a modernist poet.
That's just, or just someone's internet handle. Can you click on Henry J?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like a link. No.
Wow.
There's so many Henry J's out there. Like, which one is it? It would be a disambiguation.
I can't believe we ended up on a New Zealand law.
Also, there's
dub.
Not even a link to New Zealand. Oh, there's a link to High Court of New Zealand.
I guess we'll take
this
that.
There should be a clause in our rules where we can edit the article to add a link where there should very clearly be a link. For example, New Zealand, the first time it appears.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, but
it's not in the contract.
Hold on.
We signed the contract.
Wait.
We wrote the contract and then signed it.
Stop. Master of clicking. Stop.
I'm not clicking anything.
Look down. There's categories. There's New Zealand. Oh, okay, those are the worst fucking categories.
Yeah, New Zealand contract case law. Yeah. This is why I'm the master of clicks.
Caitlin, what about? Don't you think that 1977 in New Zealand law has a has a lot of potential.
What about 1977 in case law?
Just case law, period?
Yeah.
That might actually have potential.
What do you think happened in 1977, case law-wise?
What do I think happened in 1977, period?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no clue.
I have literally no idea.
Rock music was at the top of the charts.
Yes, rock music.
War. Maybe it was happening. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think I think war was over.
War may well have been over, or about to begin. If you think about it the other way,
yeah. Right, well, you know, it never changes.
1977 in case law or High Court of New Zealand. What do you think?
I'm gonna click. Master? I think 1977 in case law is potentially more fun.
All right, let's do it.
That's where I'm going.
Oh
no.
Damn it.
It's subcategories.
It's subcategories. Wah, wah.
Lip shits.
Let's please not get on
any more cases.
Individual cases.
Unless it's a famous case. Let's see if there's any famous cases.
Would we even know a famous case if we saw it by its
name? This one, Henry Miller versus Janet Jackson.
That's not
I don't think those are the people.
Well, Janet Jackson would have been like 12 in 1977.
You can still sue somebody. You can still be sued.
I suppose that's true.
Is John Walker and Sons Limited the whiskey company? What's your opinion?
Oh boy. Amalgamated Investment and Property Company Limited versus John Walker and Sons Limited. What? So a whiskey company versus just an investment company? Could be. It could be whiskey, but I don't want to click on
it. I don't want to click on it. I'm just...
Yeah. 1977 United States case law.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
47 pages.
Oh, my...
Oh, God, Christ. We really screwed the pooch on this one.
We're off to the races. This is another... Now... Oh, boy.
Oh,
it's another...
Nixon versus General Services Administration.
Yeah. Also, Jesus, there's... Okay, there's a way more interesting stuff here, like stuff that I might actually know.
Yes. Like... List of United States Supreme Court cases, volume 434.
No.
Gay Lib versus University of Missouri.
Uh-huh. National Socialist Party of America versus Village of Skokie. Thomas versus Washington. Sid and Marty Krofft Television Productions. Oh. Versus McDonald's Corp.
Wait. Whoa.
Also, the Roman Polanski thing is on this article.
Oh, where?
Scroll up. Roman Polanski sexual abuse case, which I didn't think was all the way back in 1977.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that. He's been
not allowed in the country for
a very long time. Wow. He's been a bad man for a long time.
He's an awful man. What do you think we should click to?
I mean, I think that this probably could lead us in the direction of, like, popular culture.
I suppose. I was thinking the same thing with the television productions one. But let's. I mean, this is kind of a not, we can't goof on this topic.
We're not
going
to goof about it, but,
yeah,
you know, we'll go there if we have to.
I don't even know if I've seen any Roman Polanski movies.
I've seen,
this is the fourth step, by the way.
I've seen the Roman Polanski production of Henry V in school.
Okay.
In high school.
Yeah.
Or was it, no, it's not Henry V. It's, it was Macbeth. Because Macbeth has got, like, gross stuff in it, you know?
Upon violence. Yeah. Upon learning that he was likely to face imprisonment and deportation, Polanski fled to France in February 1978, hours before he was to be formally sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I thought he was in Sweden for some reason.
Wow.
Switzerland. Maybe that's what I thought.
Maybe you thought Switzerland. Also, like, you only learn a couple hours before the, like, you are being brought up on this heinous, terrible crime, and you only learn for a couple hours beforehand that you might be imprisoned for life.
I mean,
like,
you know, it was, like hard for people to prosecute these kinds of cases against celebrities at
that
time.
So maybe, yeah.
So I think that, like, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson?
Oh, God. Oh, man. I'm just learning all kinds of facts about this case I didn't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and it's like, and now it's huge on my wall.
I want to get out of here as fast as possible.
Wall.
So
I hate this. Welcome to the most fun episode of Can You Get to That? Never. Shit.
Oh, here's some fun celebrities.
Hey, what? Yo. Hey, David Lynch. David Lynch, I respect you. Why did you sign a petition calling for Polanski's release?
So did all these other people. Look at this one. I wonder why he did it.
Woody Allen?
I'm pointing at Woody Allen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Should we click on...
I mean, we should click on one of these celebs, right?
Yeah. I mean, which of these celebs is most close to Disney or Nickelodeon? That's my question.
Schwarzenegger?
Maybe. I bet he's won a Kids' Choice Award. Hasn't he?
Oh my God, definitely. No,
all
no
right,
question.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's your favorite Schwarzenegger movie? And you can't say any of the Terminators.
Pumping Iron.
Okay. Fair. You also can't say Junior because we haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I'm aware. What's your favorite Schwarzenegger movie?
Jingle All the Way.
Oh God. I do.
Turbo Man. I need to get a Turbo Man for my son. He's Anakin Skywalker, but not yet. It hasn't been filmed yet. Turbo Man. I'm I am a concerned dad.
Uh-huh.
Sinbad, give me the Turbo Man.
Uh-huh.
Sinbad, why are you so rude? All I want is Turbo Man for Christmas.
You do a pretty good Arnold.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's really only when I say Turbo Man.
I do have a favorite Arnold quote.
Or when I go, ah!
I do have a favorite Arnold quote from a movie.
Yeah?
Get your ass to Mars.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, get to the chopper.
Okay, that's a good one. I mean, there's a lot of good ones, but get your ass to Mars is my favorite one.
Actually, real talk, my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is without a doubt Total Recall.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one. It's such a good one.
Can we talk about, maybe you don't want to talk about this, but films give such varying treatment to the topic of what happens to people when they're in space.
Yes.
And I don't think any of them are right. Except maybe 2001 A Space Odyssey, which I just watched for the first time, mm-hmm. I think might be accurate.
I don't think I've... What happens when someone gets put in space in Space Odyssey?
So I was like, what happens? Everything... Like, all these movies, different things happen. So I looked it up. And apparently what happens is, like, all the air gets sucked out of your lungs because you're in a vacuum.
Okay.
But and then what would happen is you would just pass out from lack of oxygen, and mm-hmm. that's how you would die. You wouldn't, like, pop. Like, there's all these movies where people, like, their eyes start bulging out of their heads.
Right.
That doesn't happen, apparently. Yeah, so you would suffocate. But then supposing you had, like, a scuba mask or something on, and you could breathe, mm-hmm. you would then freeze to death.
Okay.
None of this popping business.
You don't pop in space.
You don't pop in space, apparently. Anyway, so in 2001 A Space Odyssey, I think this is more or less what happens. The guy, like, gets sucked into a vacuum.
Okay.
Manages to shut a door.
Okay.
Survives.
What movies do you know where someone pops in space, though?
Total Recall, except they're on Mars.
That's...
They're on Mars, and they think that the atmosphere is so thin that it would be equivalent to being in space, I guess, because they start popping.
I think that maybe we should give them the benefit of the doubt and think that the atmosphere is...
It's like reverse oxygen? Like it has negative pressure?
No. I never read that as, oh, they're popping because they're in space.
Oh.
I read that as they're popping. And then I guess...
How else do you
interpret that? I guess I just read that as they're popping.
They're popping. They're just, Mars, you know.
Mars makes you go pop. Once you pop, you can't stop. Mars tourism board. Get your ass to Mars. Once you pop, you can't stop.
But do wear a helmet.
But please do wear a helmet because you cannot stop popping. The only way you can initiate the halting of the popping process is if you activate the ancient
alien reactor. But don't touch that. We don't want you to touch that. Forget we said anything.
It's for beings with three fingers only. Please don't just put two of your fingers together in like a Vulcan hand signal and then shove your hand in there.
That's not a Vulcan.
Not okay.
You're doing a West Side sign is what that is.
No. It had three fingers. I thought it was...
Oh, that's right. So two
the tapes,
and then one.
Check the total.
Like a chameleon with a thumb.
Yeah. Well, that's the live long and prosper, right?
Yeah, I guess the thumb is out on that.
Yeah.
On a live long and prosper.
Can you do it with both your hands?
Oh, yeah. I got nimble hands.
Nice. Nimble hands. Everyone can see that we're definitely doing this because this is...
I'm making chameleon hands with my fingers.
Right. Shit. Where are we? We're on Schwarzenegger.
We're on Schwarzenegger. Height. There's a whole subsection called height. Schwarzenegger's official height of 6'2" has been brought into question by several articles. In his bodybuilding days in the late 1960s, he was measured to be 5'1" and a half. A height confirmed by his fellow bodybuilders. However, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, no. 6'1" and a half, right?
Is that not what I said?
You said 5'1" and a half.
Yeah, my bad. That would be much, much shorter.
That would be Arnold
I'm sorry.
Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, yeah, Schwarzenegger,
get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
It's funny.
Wait a minute.
I don't understand this.
There's a lot to take in here about Arnold's life from this page, but am I to understand that he wrote a book called The Secret? But not The Secret?
It's a chapter called The Secret.
Oh, one chapter of his autobiography.
Wait, Schwarzenegger's autobiography is called Total Recall.
Holy shit! It's amazing. Wow.
Oh my God.
Good suggestion.
Schwarzenegger was the first civilian to purchase a Humvee.
This is
And that, like, he caused Hummers.
Wow. What an amazing man.
Hashtag influencer.
Okay. What Disney movies has he been in, if any?
What okay, Nickelodeon well, awards and honors oh, yeah. is where we're going to look.
Kids' Choice Awards?
There's a whole list, but maybe we should look for like filmography first.
Yeah.
Okay, filmography.
Okay.
Hercules, Stay Hungry, Pumping Iron, The Villain. There's so many. He's been in so many films.
A lot of films.
Predator, Kindergarten Cop. Is that a Disney movie? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Junior.
Literally, Twins is 6 years before Junior, which means that they let 6 years pass.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, hey, you know what was great? This Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger buddy comedy formula.
It's so funny.
Let's do that again, but Arnold's pregnant this time.
It's so funny because you get why, Matt?
Because they're so
it's
different.
It's because Danny DeVito is so short and Arnold is so big.
And Danny DeVito is kind of, let's just say he's not a bodybuilder.
He's no Mr. Universe.
We really gotta watch those movies. Let's move ahead
okay, should
to
we look,
an article.
Should we go to a list of awards and nominations received by Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I think so, because if we do manage to get to Doug through Kids' Choice Awards, that's great.
Do you think one of these awards is going to be Governor of California?
Is that kind of
is that how
award?
That's how they do that down there.
Wait, hold on.
They have a ceremony.
Sorry. Emergency. I dropped my pen.
Oh my God. Matt, thought I saw an extra pen over here, but I don't see it anymore.
It's okay. Emergency.
Okay, problem
over.
Solved. Okay. You
turn off the alarms.
Yeah, you become the governor of California. They give you a little statue.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. It's here. Wait, hold on.
Oh yeah, he's.
Oh wait,
a bunch
hold
of
on.
Them.
Hold on. Hold the fucking phone.
What?
He is a four-time...
Yeah, of course.
Wait, no. Oh, sorry.
He's a four-time nominee.
Four-time nominee.
What the fuck is the Blimp Award, and why is it in the same category?
Yeah, this is kind of confusing. He is a four-time Kids' Choice nominee, two times winner for Favorite Movie Actor for Twins and Kindergarten Cop. Hell yes.
I love
Hell
that the,
yes.
I love that the category is called Favorite Movie Actor.
Well, that's
as
what
if
a kid would...
as if children don't understand best.
No, it's just favorite. It's just your favorite.
What means best? Arnold is my favorite.
Yeah. Well, it's different. It doesn't have to do necessarily with quality of acting, but he can still be your fave.
Oh, so kids' opinions aren't worth anything.
No. They're
just
worth
undermine the whole concept of the show.
No. You don't get it. If the Kids' Choice Awards wanted to say best actor, they could, but the kids have come together and decided that it's not about, like, you know, some like,
some arbitrary standard of...
some impossible standard of, like, uh-huh. what, you know, or ranking of, like, who's better than who. Like, mm-hmm. no. It's just, like, from the heart, who's
just
your
about
favorite.
Just about favorites, yeah.
Yeah. That's why Furious 7 fucking swept the last Kids' Choice Awards. Can we please... click on
Nickelodeon's
Kids' Choice
Kids
Awards.
Choice Awards. Yeah. Is this the one where they give you a surfboard?
No, it's all blimps.
It's all
why
blimps.
I don't understand the blimp awards.
So I don't
separation.
Understand there's a... Yeah. Where do you get a surfboard? The Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
that's what teens like.
Teens like those
surfing.
Extreme sports.
Anything with a board.
Okay, wait, hold on. We have to go through this. All right. The series SpongeBob SquarePants has won the most Kids' Choice Awards. That seems like it's fixed.
That seems... Well, I mean, kids love it. And it's been on for a super long time and kids are still watching it.
All right. Are you reading on ahead?
Yeah.
Already? Okay. Then, because I would have told you to close your eyes. Individually, Will Smith has won the most trophies with 10. Followed by Selena Gomez, 9. Holy shit, Selena Gomez. Huh. You caught up quick.
Well, she was like on... Wasn't she like on Nickelodeon? Wasn't she like a Nick kid?
Maybe.
I don't know anything about Selena Gomez.
Miley Cyrus
I don't know
and Amanda
anything
Bynes.
About Nickelodeon.
Wow, that's what a great duo. Miley Cyrus and Amanda Bynes are tied at 7.
I can't believe that Amanda Bynes has 7 Kids' Choice Awards. That blows my mind.
Britney Spears
and Britney,
5.
And Britney only has 5.
Fucking Beyonce only has 4. Are you
that,
kidding?
I can understand Beyonce not necessarily appealing to children.
I love this little detail. Whoopi Goldberg is the only person to have won a Kids' Choice Awards, along with the mainstream EGOT combination of an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Oh my God!
Excuse me.
She's won everything.
We need to say, Whoopi Goldberg is the only person alive, period, to have gotten the KEYGOT.
Yeah.
Make it a thing.
The first
KEYGOT.
Winner of the KEYGOT.
It doesn't fucking matter if you get that Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony anymore. Because if you're missing
gotta
the
get
Kids'
that
Choice
K.
Award.
Gotta get that K on
if
there.
If you don't get fucking slimed in your career, you're done.
Meryl Streep, God bless her, on her deathbed, she's going to be like, I just wanted the KEYGOT.
I just wanted the... And then an alarm goes off. We didn't forget about
honorary,
you, Meryl.
Honorary Lifetime Award.
Honorary Lifetime Favorite Movie Actress, Meryl Streep, slimed on her deathbed to complete the KEYGOT.
Who the fuck is Ross Lynch?
I don't know, but we can't click on that.
Oh my God.
We cannot
okay, click later on that. At the end of the episode, we're going to Google him.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I feel like we're already real, real close.
I do too.
Yeah.
How are we on time?
We're doing fine on time, Caitlin.
I'm going to just go ahead and fast forward down to slimed celebrities.
Oh, shit.
Will I thought they Wheaton all got slimed.
No. It's very rare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones. Queen Latifah.
Will Wheaton got... Dave Coulier got slimed? Hell yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs.
Wait.
Bart Simpson's not a real boy.
Slimed. Well,
that's
it says
impossible.
Animated segment.
Oh, my God.
As if they had to specify.
In 1991...
Holy shit, they went ham in 2001. Look at that.
They slimed all of NSYNC.
They slimed all of NSYNC and Melissa Joan Hart and Rosie O'Donnell and Tom Cruise.
Holy shit.
That's fucking
And then
nuts.
They cut back the next time. They were like,
I remember Pink in 2002 being really mad about getting slimed.
She was mad?
As though it was like not...
If you don't want to get slimed, don't go on the goddamn show.
Don't fucking agree to the Kid Choice Award.
What was I just looking at? Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah. Hey. Look at that. Callback. Rosie O'Donnell just got slimed a whole bunch.
Mary,
she hosted a bunch of times.
Mary Kate.
Slimed just as many.
And Ashley. Oh, 2007, they slimed like 50 people.
Holy shit.
They're just like...
Wait, no.
This is getting out of control.
Yeah,
they slimed too many people now.
The slime shit just went...
Just expands.
Oh, my God.
This is why I thought they slimed everyone.
Yeah, Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan, Mandy Moore, Nicole Kidman, Steve Carell, Tobey Maguire, Vince Vaughn, Justin Timberlake. That's a very 2007 list, by the way. Mm-hmm. The Rock has been slimed. Harrison Ford has been slimed. That's fucking weird.
I would be afraid to slime him.
Oh my God, Fred Figglehorn got slimed. Do you remember Fred?
No, I don't know who that is.
Fred was the YouTube sensation, played by Lucas Cruikshank. Fred,
I don't believe that's his
Fred
real name. That's the name of a cat in Harry Potter.
Fred did YouTube vlogs, and Fred's whole shtick was that he was very high-pitched. They, like, artificially pitched his voice up like he had done, like, you know, helium and mm-hmm. was, like, sped up twice as fast.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Great YouTube celeb.
Yeah, we get up to today, and I don't recognize any of these names.
Yeah. Josh Gad.
Oh, Nick Jonas.
Josh Gad is, he's the fucking...
Sorry, go ahead.
Josh Gad is the... He got slimed in 2015, and he's the snowman from Frozen.
Oh, okay.
He's also in that shitty Pixels movie with Adam Sandler.
Is Shawn Mendes not one of the underwear-wearing muscle boys from RuPaul's Drag Race?
I wouldn't know.
I feel like
I wouldn't know.
I feel like it's not. It can't be.
David Blaine got slimed in 2014?
Or did they drop the slime and
he vanished.
He's vanished.
You thought you could slime me. Whoosh.
That
reminds me of...
Oh my God, slime stunts.
Oh my God.
World record slime stunts started in 2002. This is awful. Ugh, Donald Trump.
Tony Hawk skateboarded into an 11,000 gallon tank of green
gross
slime.
Dude,
that is a lot of cornstarch. Think also, if you're Tony Hawk and you're gonna skateboard into a tank of green slime, you should fucking go whole hog and try to do a 900 into that tank
of
slime.
Well, maybe he did. You know, this is a short summary of the stunt.
I think if he pulled off another 900, they would have said so.
Has he only done that one time? I feel like he's probably done it like a couple times, right?
We should have looked this up on the Tony Hawk episode. How many times has he actually successfully
didn't
landed a 900?
I don't think this really came up, the 900. We didn't talk much about Tony Hawk the man.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God. Do you know who The Miz is?
No.
The Miz is a recurring character on MTV's... I forget if he was on Road Rules or The Real World first, but do you remember they started doing those like competition shows? It was Real World versus Road Rules.
Yeah.
And they would like do like stunts. They would compete at stunts. And then they would have drama with each other. And The Miz was on like a bunch of those shows.
Wow.
And he stylized, he had a t-shirt with his name on it and it looked like the MTV logo.
But it said The Miz.
Yeah. So it was like a big M and then a little I and a little
Z.
Yeah.
I get it.
He was real muscly.
Ugh. Wait, can we just go back to that list of who done got slimed though? Because
it's
really
too many
important.
People. I'm overwhelmed.
Well,
by this
I just
list.
Like I want
the Miz.
The Miz got slimed. Yeah. Well, that was a slime stunt. Pitbull got slimed.
Josh Hutcherson.
Pharrell. Do you think he got slimed in the big hat? Do you think the big hat collected
God.
A pool of slime on top?
Yeah,
of his head?
I would have worn that to protect myself.
That's not even a real name.
What?
Kaylee Cuoco Sweet.
That's an alien name. Earth humans aren't called that.
Her first name is means kale like Kaylee.
Cuoco Sweeting.
Oh my God.
That's like a cocoa powder that's designed to be put on kale.
This week's episode of Can You Get to That is sponsored by Cuoco Sweeting. Add it to a cup of warm milk for a tasty snack. Cuoco Sweeting.
Or sprinkle it on your kale salad.
Cuoco Sweeting. It goes with most things. But don't combine it with water. It'll explode. Do not let your sweeting touch water. This has been your sponsor. Cuoco Sweeting is sodium. Don't put it in water.
Cuoco Sweeting is pure sodium. Don't put it on kale either. Kale contains water.
Boy. They've always had the favorite cartoon award.
Because kids love cartoons.
Love some cartoons.
Oh my God. Favorite sports team?
Favorite cartoon has its own Wikipedia article.
Well, do you think Doug has ever been the favorite cartoon?
I'm kind of curious.
Because it's my favorite cartoon.
Let's click on the Kids' Choice Award favorite cartoon award.
Okay.
Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow,
Teenage
first
Mutant
win in,
Ninja
in
Turtles.
Holy shit.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow, it took the first
Heroes
two.
And a half show.
It took the first.
Turtle Power.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm done now. I'm done. Thank you.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. It took the first two Kids' Choice Awards. The third? Well.
There we are.
Doug actually won 2 years in a row.
2 years, got nominated the following year.
Oh, shit. Look at that. Rugrats. Sweet,
oh, my God. Fucking Rugrats. Look, it's garbage. The Simpsons won in 2002.
That's wrong. That's so wrong.
Everything is wrong with this list. SpongeBob won like six times.
Avatar won like, once. Like and 10. Then SpongeBob was like, fuck
SpongeBob
you.
Has won like every time.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is nominated again in 2014.
Wow.
Also,
Adventure Time was first nominated in 2014.
Yeah.
I didn't even
and
know
it
if
lost
they would...
to SpongeBob.
Of course they're not going to fucking let a Cartoon Network property win. They were
Do you
still...
think it's rigged? Are you implying it's rigged?
They were still making The Fairly Odd Parents in 2013?
Maybe it's
Are
a remake.
Kidding?
Maybe it's a remake. No, it doesn't say.
They're still making 2015? Are you fucking joking? The show.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell
so
you.
It's so old now. I guess SpongeBob is too, but I have internalized that.
This is Oh my God. There's a TV show called Kung Fu Panda Legends of Awesomeness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They spun off all those DreamWorks shows.
It's pure garbage.
Spun off all those.
It's called Legends movies. Of Awesomeness.
Yeah, yeah. It's terrible.
If that doesn't make you want to die, then I don't know what will.
I mean, the more we talk about it, the more I want to die. So let's not.
Okay, should we click on Doug?
Let's click on Doug and.
Or should we click on Cat Dog?
No. Never. Never Cat Dog. That's a fucking, what a fucking joke. Hey, we got to that, by the way. What a fucking joke that they even deigned to give Cat Dog a nomination, because that shit was never going to win.
Why? People like that. People watch that show.
Cat Dog. Cat Dog.
Yeah, you remember the theme song.
Man, a little cat dog. No, it's like kind of bad, though. Like, not a great show. Hey, that was 9 steps to get to Doug.
You know what else is a bad show?
What?
Kung Fu Panda Legends of Awesomeness.
You guys stop. I'm going to die right here on my couch. This was speedy. We got here quick.
Yeah, I was a little afraid at the start there.
Yeah, going from a New Zealand court case.
A lot of it, I think, was because we didn't want to talk about some
Wait,
of those things.
What?
What?
Voices of.
What are you, voices of? Yeah.
Okay, these are not all voices of Doug.
No. This is the cast.
The cast, but Doug did have 2 different voices. First, it was Billy West.
Yeah,
who,
because
of noted,
Disney switch. Because in 1996, Disney picked it up.
Yeah. As you noted, Billy West, Fry, initially voiced Doug.
Fry and Tom
McHugh.
A bunch of other Futurama characters as well.
Yeah, well, a bunch of cartoon characters.
Yeah, what other shows is he on?
It's
on like a lot of stuff.
Shit. What other shows is Billy West on? Isn't Billy West on... Wasn't he on like Animaniacs and shit?
Yeah, he definitely was on Animaniacs.
Yeah, wasn't he Wacko? I think he was Wacko.
Mm.
What were the Animaniacs?
I'm not gonna remember.
No,
what were they?
Yeah, were they?
I don't know. I was never clear. They're like
cats?
Weird. They're like weird little animals.
Yeah.
Maybe they're cats. They seemed. I guess they kind of look like Sylvester the cat.
Me? Yeah.
Is that like a cartoon cat like look from a certain time period?
I don't know.
Wait, Matt. I know what they are. They're maniacs.
Oh, okay. And are they animated maniacs?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the thing we were going to Google search?
Ross Lynch.
Yeah, who the fuck is this dude?
Who is Ross Lynch? Not.
And why did he
Wait. Slammed? Ross Lynch is the first one that comes up.
Okay, this is clearly where... Oh,
that's Ross
he's
Lynch.
Just, he's just a...
He's just a pretty boy.
He's just a pretty music boy.
Just a... boy with a cute little face.
Wow.
Born
December 29th, 1995. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. Oh my
Someone
God.
Someone born in
Look
95.
At dreamy.
Someone born in fucking 95
look
has
at
been
his,
slimed and I haven't.
Look at his hair. Look at this feathered hair.
I don't want to look at this tiny boy who's been slimed.
Man. Look at this shirt. He's a rock and roller.
Fuck this.
What is R5? This is his band. I've never heard of this.
Caitlin, we're
he's
too
on Austin.
Old.
He's on Austin and Alley.
We're clearly.
I caught a little bit of the Teen Choice Awards at one point. I guess it was like this year's. The most recent one. And I didn't recognize any of it. None of it.
Wait, oh, sorry. Teen Choice Awards is also Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I
There's
think
no,
Furious...
no slime there. A little more grown up.
I think Furious... 7 took the Teen Choice Awards.
More of a teen movie.
Yeah.
Is it rated R?
Fury 7? I don't think so.
I don't know. It's some pretty racy topics. Get it?
Oh, God. Oh, God. You didn't.
I'm sorry.
No, Caitlin. I'm dying.
I realized the pun like as I was saying it.
I'm dying, Caitlin. Oh.
Oh my God, this band is called R5 because it's 5 boys with R's in their names.
Fucking, we need to end this.
And 4 of them are brothers.
Look, I want to give people a nice, luxuriously long podcast that they can put on while they're in the bath with some candles on.
Uh-huh.
But it abso-fucking-lutely cannot involve looking at more of these blonde pretty boys in their band that is has the worst fucking name ever. We can't.
So four of these boys are brothers, and their parents named all of the children, including a sister, our names, and one of them is called Riker.
God.
And I can only hope it's after the Star Trek character, but I suspect it's not.
It could very well be, though. Like, it could.
It could be. I mean, I think that would be a redeeming characteristic of that name.
Because
otherwise, Riker is inexcusable as a name.
Yeah, does it not explain his name on his wiki page?
No, it doesn't. It just says he's the eldest of five children. Let me read the names of the children. He's the eldest of five children, one sister, Rydell, and three brothers, Rocky, Ross, and Ryland.
Hey, did you know that there's, like, Richard? That's a name that begins with R.
There's one other name.
Robert. That name begins with R. I can go on.
Rachel.
Yeah. Rydell? What?
Not a real name.
You might as well be Cuoco Sweeting at that point. Put you on my Kaylee. Not in water.
I do want to point out that Kaylee is a name, but you usually don't spell it like the vegetable.
usually don't. Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we're done.
Do we have anything else we want to supplement?
I feel like there was another thing that I wanted to look up, and I don't super remember what it was. It was a video. I wanted to watch a video, and I don't remember what it was.
Did it have to do with Court Law, Roman Polanski, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Nickelodeon, Kids' Choice Awards, or Doug?
No, none of those things.
Oh, okay.
Not a one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, this says that Doug was the channel's first original content, first original animated content, alongside Rugrats and the Ren and Stimpy Show.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
My mom wouldn't let me watch the Ren and Stimpy Show.
Yeah.
It's too upsetting. Did you watch that show?
It was kind of fucked up.
It was really weird.
But it's a good show. I don't know.
Was it?
Yeah. You remember All Real Monsters?
Oh, that was a great show.
Remember the 90s, Caitlin?
Yeah, I do. Hashtag nostalgia.
All right. I'm going to cut it short then. We did it. We did it in short number of steps. And we're going to record another one of these tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah, sure.
So
we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay. My name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can also just like internet stalk me, but please don't.
Yeah, you can just Google anyone's name.
Yeah, but just like don't do that to find out personal information about me that I don't want known. Please don't. You can look up the other podcast I do with my friend Ashley. It's called Twin Peaks Peaks. We talk about Twin Peaks. You can find that twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. The second Peaks is spelled P-E-E-K-S. There you go.
It's punny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as for me, I'm nobody. Please don't look me up on the internet.
Don't look up.
No, I'm Caitlin Best. Twitter is at Best Kabest.
Spell it right.
Should I spell it? It's B-E-S-T-K-A-B-E-S-T.
No, that's for the listeners.
Okay. I know that's what you're saying, but I'm concerned that if there's a new listener, they might not know how to spell it right.
Fair.
Anyway, we have a Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/gettothat, I believe. Is that right? Our Twitter is at gettothat.
Twitter is at gettothat. Facebook tweet. Is, I think, can you get to
can
that?
Can you get to that? Okay.
Or no, Facebook is facebook.com/CYGTT.
/ poop butt boner.
No, don't put that in there. That's a secret private page. Also use a hashtag on Twitter. ##. No, that's not the hashtag. Use the hashtag CYGTT if you're tweeting about the show. It's famously once used by LeVar Burton. Like five years ago.
Our biggest fan, LeVar Burton.
He knew this show was coming and wanted to get the word out before mm-hmm. we'd even thought of it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin, can they find anything else that you're doing? Do you want to share anything else?
Nah, not really. Not right now.
Not right
now. Maybe another time.
Maybe I'll have something else to share in the future.
Who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
LeVar Burton does.
That's
this has been Can You Get to That? Let's a cappella our way out of this, Caitlin.
Do 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 do.
Oh, I tried to do the pull your cheek to make a pop sound.
Can't do that, but I can do
yeah.
Other pops.